It's outside the box, not shrinking from anything. Today's topic is question growth. In a previous Outside the Box, I talked about questioning authority, but we can follow the advice of other bumper stickers as well. I've seen question growth, question consumption, and question internal combustion. I'm going to focus on growth, although consumption especially and internal combustion, which requires fossil fuels, are huge questions we also need to confront. Many tout growth as a solution to a sluggish economy. Not enough jobs? Economic growth will create more. A weak housing sector? Build more houses. A struggling Social Security system? Population growth can take care of that. We'll just grow until the problems are solved. Is endless growth the all-in-one solution to all our problems? Or, rather, does it cause more problems? It's time to question growth in its many forms. Growth often assumes an unlimited supply of natural resources. But of course, we're running out of many and creating unintended consequences with others, such as climate change caused in part by burning more and more fossil fuels. Growth requires lots of fresh water, fertile soil and good land, forest resources, mined metals, electricity to produce consumer goods, and the goods themselves. All of these are getting either more scarce or more expensive, or both. Of course, our population is growing. The more people, the more need for stuff, more people looking for work, more crowded conditions, more shortages, more problems. Growth is made for greater inequality. In the 1940s and 50s, there was post-war growth where the economy lifted almost all boats. But these days, the benefits of growth go into a few pockets. Big box stores, banks, hedge funds, developers, and multinational corporations are the largest beneficiaries because much of the profit from growth winds up in their pockets. Instead, how about concentrating on growth of what we need more of, such as yoga programs, solar panels, local farmers markets, and staycations? These are helping our planet and the people on it. But most growth gets in the way of our hopes for a self-reliant and sustainable life. So it's time to question growth, at least as a panacea for our economic and social crises. Surveys of people in the U.S. have shown that growth does not create more happiness. Growth in the form of goods and some services makes little difference in personal satisfaction or security. Growth may make us more efficient and temporarily reduce some economic problems, such as unemployment. But at what cost? If we harm our environment or run out of natural resources, or damage our way of life. Growth has done a disservice. Instead, what about emphasizing stability and sustainability? There can be plenty of jobs insulating homes, building simple, longer-lasting products, and recycling or reusing more of what we have. It's not what most economists think of when they talk about growth, but it might give us a steady and vibrant economy, without the nasty side effects that growth guarantees. Do you question growth as a solution to our economic and social problems? Why or why not? I'm Larry Danziger, growing food, but trying to shrink my use of everything else.